House Bill 1294, an act to revise and supplement certain powers of the South Dakota Building Authority and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1294, having had its second readings, up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Bill Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the body. Well, I'm going to be relatively brief on House Bill 1294 because it revisits an issue that we had extensive discussion and debates on just a year ago. And that issue is whether or not we should securitize or bond the proceeds that we get from the tobacco settlement. Now, a year ago, we talked about this program and decided that it was worth taking a chance on, it was worth investigating, it was worth going forward with. At that time, I stood before this House and gave you a commitment that if it was not a good deal for South Dakota, then we would not bond these proceeds. In the intervening year, I need not remind everyone here, we've seen an awful lot of insecurity in the markets, especially the bond markets. The economy of this state and the economy of this nation is far different this year than when we met last year. For that reason, I'm bringing forward House Bill 1294 today. And I'm not going to go into the various discussion on what securitization or bonding means and the various mechanisms that we would go forward with to do that should we proceed, but rather just talk briefly about the change that's made in House Bill 1294. Because all that is contemplated in here is changing the kind of bonds that we may securitize for, which means very basically that last year, when we passed this legislation, we said that these proceeds would only be used in tax-exempt bonds. Because at that time, it was felt that tax-exempt bonds would be the most attractive to any potential purchasers. This year, what I'm asking for in House Bill 1294 is the ability to bond for taxable bonds as well, so that we have an opportunity to either bond for taxable bonds or tax-exempt bonds. Last year, we just didn't feel that there was a market available for taxable bonds, so that's why we amended, as a friendly amendment, the requirement that they be for tax-free. Also, last year, we were considering a specific use for this particular program, and that was a scholarship program. And one of the restrictions that you have with tax-exempt bonds is that they have to be for a specific purpose. And it has to be a purpose that is not within the general confines of government operations. This year, we will have, with this bill passes, we'll have much more flexibility should we decide to securitize. And I want the body to know that other states are already doing this. South Carolina, Iowa, and Louisiana have already used this mechanism this last year to handle their tobacco proceeds. One of the things that I think we need to be aware of in this House, because we've talked about it an awful lot, is the financial condition of this state. The fact of the matter is we have a national economic recession, and that's having an impact in South Dakota. By allowing us to use taxable bonds, we will have the proceeds of which will be free of encumbrances, and we through this body can determine how best we wish to use them, and that if we do this should have a very good effect for all of us. The last two points I would make is that this is permissive. We are not mandating that we bond these proceeds. It simply gives us the option if the market conditions are right. And finally, I again come before this House and give you my firm commitment that we will not do this unless those market conditions are indeed right for the people of South Dakota. I would ask that you pass House Bill 1294. Thank you.
Representative Mel Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for the sponsor.
State your question.
Representative Peterson, assuming we bonded either tax-free or taxable, wouldn't that money go back into the trust fund that was set up by the people?
Representative Peterson.
One moment, please. I believe you are correct.
Okay. Well, thank you, Representative Peterson. And let me just make a couple of comments. First of all, if we did bond, of course, it would go back into the trust fund and the use would be limited nonetheless. We currently have $56 million in change of revenue from the tobacco companies. We're supposed to get payments in January, April of about $29 million this year, and then next year roughly another $29 million, which means that about this time next year we should have in hand something over $80 million, and by summertime, in a year and a half from now, have $114 million. And the reason I mention those figures is last year on the floor of this House, we were talking about bonding out to 2015 or so for about $240 million. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I am convinced that if we allow the tobacco payments to flow into that fund, in the end, the people of South Dakota are better served than we are by taking this money now. I don't understand it, and maybe I'm too simple. I don't know. I hear from the proponents in committee testimony that the tobacco bonds are in jeopardy, the tobacco payments, excuse me, are in jeopardy, and that's why we have to bond, and companies could go bankrupt, and cigarette sales are going down, and the sky is falling, this, that, and the other thing. But yet, there are sophisticated, savvy investors who are willing to stake their money and hopefully get a profit on bonding. Ladies and gentlemen, it cannot be that. You cannot both jump in the air and stand still at the same time. They're mutually exclusive. Either these payments are in jeopardy. Either these payments are going down and so precarious that nobody in the right mind would wait for the payments. Or they're secure and nobody in the right mind would bond. If the first is true, if they're precarious and nobody in the right mind would wait for the payments, then nobody in the right mind is going to buy the bonds and wait for those payments that we think aren't coming. The fact that there's a market for these at all tells me that people believe that the tobacco companies are going to be in business, are going to continue to make payments, and are going to make those tobacco bonds good, and those investors are going to get a profit. That's what they're betting on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if the sophisticated financiers of the East are willing to bet on the tobacco companies, I am too. I urge you to vote against this bill to allow these payments to flow into South Dakota and for the citizens of South Dakota to get much more money than we would ever get in a bonding proposal.
Further remarks. Does any member wish to speak before Representative Peterson speaks again? Seeing none, Representative Peterson.
I'm just going to be very brief in my response. The fact of the matter is that if you look at our tobacco payments, which we've received to date, we are receiving less than what we had projected just a couple of years ago. And I think that that is a very clear indication that there may be very well be some risk in the continued receiving of these payments. Secondly, what we do in securitization is simply transfer that risk. There are many investors out there, institutional investors and individual investors, who would look at this as an attractive product and were willing to take that risk off the backs of the people of South Dakota. But I would conclude by simply saying this. This is not something we're going to do unless we're guaranteed that we're going to get a good deal for South Dakota. We accepted this idea last year. We're simply amending what this body, by an overwhelming vote last year, said it wanted to do so that we will have more flexibility in the future. Again, I urge your support of the bill.
Further remarks? Seeing none. Question for the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1294. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will not the voting machine. The members proceed to vote. This is a two-thirds vote due to the emergency clause.
Representative Abdallah. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 46, nays 23, excused 1.
House Bill 1294, having failed to receive a two-thirds majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared lost. You do not need to do that. It's immediately reconsidered on an emergency clause if it fails.
But move it down to the bottom of the calendar?
Is there a second? Those in favor of the motion to move the bill to the bottom of today's calendar, it's an automatic reconsideration. Those in favor of moving the bill to the bottom of today's calendar will say aye.
Aye!
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We move to the bottom. Representative Olson.